Well, I mean, as far as the call, obviously it was made and definitely wasn't in our favor. But as far as the incident, I just felt like I, you know, took away his ice and kind of led him into the boards. Unfortunately, he might have been hurt or whatever, but he came back, you know, so it wasn't anything too serious. But the ref made the call, and the worst part about it is I put my team down, 5-on-4 for an extended period of time. So that was the worst part about it.
How does Coach Noel's trusted you and Jim with the
penalty? Well, it's something I've done in my past, so it's definitely something that I think I'm capable of doing. But at the same time, our record hasn't shown that, So it's something that myself and I know Jim take pride in, and something that, we want to be looked upon to be able to do and to succeed in the role. So, I mean, there's some work to do, but at the same time, we want to get back out there and, get another chance and hopefully put this bad record of penalty kill to an end.
So you've, you lost, you went 0-3 on the road, but now you guys got to look forward to Florida again, another division rival. What do you see from your team putting forward against that on Tuesday?
I just think there's a lot of improvements in our game that we should be able to clean up a little bit here in the next 2 days of practice. And against Florida, they're highly skilled. And against them, too, it was our PK. They scored, I think it was three power play goals. So it's something, if we could just limit, be a little bit more disciplined. When we do have to kill, we're successful doing it, and hopefully, we could score on our opportunities. But it's a divisional game. It's 2 points that we need real bad, and hopefully that could start something, a good streak.
Are you ready to score in front of the MTS Center crowd?
Always, man. I'm always ready to score in front of the MTS Center crowd. So hopefully that comes soon.